Hotspots.
All right, folks. Thank you for waiting while we had a little bit of a longer break. With this next talk, From Vibrant to Silent, it names a pattern of communities a lot of communities are seeing these days, that activity can look really great on paper. Issues, PRs, downloads, but then the community voice feels quieter. There's fewer discussions, fewer volunteers, and less visible ownership. So please welcome Prithvi Raj, who's going to explore what might be driving the shift and what community leaders can do to re-engage people in all the different ways.
Good afternoon, everyone. Very warm welcome to my talk. Usually what happens is if I'm giving a talk at a conference on a Sunday afternoon, I'll see hardly two people attend that talk. But glad so many people are joining in. I won't treat this as a talk. It's more of a rant, to be honest. I've been a community manager for 6 years now, and I have seen quite a bit of a transition. Let's start with this. This happened a couple of days ago, and this is what is going on at most of the companies. AWS, as an example, they laid off their community team, their community builders, program manager, the head of AWS community, and this speaks volumes of where we are headed in terms of prioritizing community initiatives, how most organizations are seeing communities or how they are approaching the community mindset. And if I have to take a couple of more examples, I mean, these are examples from different ecosystems altogether, but how many of you were using Ingress, Nginx in your infrastructure or ecosystems? Okay, I see a few hands, but I'm sure most of you might be aware, and then people were asked to move to Gateway API because, in fact, the SIG could not maintain Ingress Nginx because of lack of contributors, of lack of maintainership. And similarly, when it came to contributing to docs, there was this program called Google Season of Docs. I'm sure a few of you might be aware of it. It lasted for 5 years, got in some doc contributions, but again, stalled. Around a couple of years ago, it concluded there was not ample budget. Google was cutting down on some of its initiatives. I was just entering the campus, and someone had pasted a lot of stickers which said, "Fuck Google." So, I can see there's a sense of change in the community, or how they have a mindset towards companies, or companies, how they are taking community initiatives forward. With this, a quick intro about myself. My name is Prithvi Raj. I'm a CNCF ambassador. This has been my journey. I usually run platform engineering community meetups around Bangalore, and other than that, some community initiatives. I have mostly been involved with the CNCF. I know that a lot of folks who are attending this conference are not well versed with CNCF, but just a show of hands, how many of you are versed with CNCF or CNCF projects? Okay, a few folks, because we'll be discussing the state of CNCF projects in terms of open source project health. So just a quick intro about myself. Usually this is the slide I use, what's on the agenda we will find out, but today I have built somewhat an agenda for all of us, what we'll talk about. We'll define community in this talk, or what I want to suggest in terms of what's community and how community has developed, or how what's the future for the community looking like. And of course, we'll talk about symptoms, what's happening, how project health have improved or gone down. We'll look at some examples, root causes, and can we bring back the community voice. So before I start, let me quote one of these quotes from 1600s, which is still valid. I believe each and every member present here drives the community. Community is like a ship, and you need to take the community forward. And when I say things have gone silent, or from a vibrant community, we have moved towards silence, I believe one of the most important things that have happened is we are seeing that we are growing in terms of numbers. There are a lot of contributors coming in. GitHub comes in with an Octoverse. CNCF comes in with an annual survey. Azure comes in with a survey. There are many community events happening. KubeCon is growing. in terms of numbers, members. But I feel that the main community, which is the maintainers, the contributors, and the users, there's a burnout. I have noticed that the amount of contributors that were part of one project, they have reduced. There's one particular company that is sponsoring a project or that is running SHIP for a project. Maintainer burnout is a very important aspect today. Maintainers are getting burned out. Maintainers are asked to focus more on end user products, projects. And that's where I feel that the shift from the community mindset has changed. And we have moved towards more of a proprietary mindset, and community has become a byproduct of it. And that's how I define community. I think it's a definition which is open to acceptance by each and every person in the community. I feel that a community is built of three layers. Of course, the layer number one is users, people who are consuming the projects. Layer number two, the contributors who are helping build the project, and of course the maintainers who are helping maintain the project, helping build the roadmaps, take care of security, release management. And these three aspects in itself have problems at individual levels. The real challenge, of course, today is the change in business dynamics. There's a lack of community mindset. A lot of companies which started off with a community team have shifted. I'll give you an example of myself. I was working for a company where I had my manager who was the head of community, and suddenly one day the company decided that we don't want to have a community team anymore. During lunch we discussed that we'll have a couple of sprints, we'll talk about a lot of things around community, and by evening my manager was fired. So that's how the community mindset is shifting. There's a misinterpretation of community. People believe that there's a community. Of course, there's a community for each and every tool, but people believe that, you know, you can build community around anything or everything, and that's where, you know, people are focused more on building community on end user tools rather than having the community or the open source mindset. And of course, there are too many events, too many channels. I saw it's just February and there are already 1500 conferences scheduled for this year, and we are just in February. So of course there are a lot of events that are happening, but are we talking community? Are we talking open source? I still feel that the lines are a little blurred in today's ecosystem. So we'll of course discuss three problems: maintainer, contributor, and user problems. So the idea today is that most of the open source projects, or many critical OSS projects, depend on a very small maintainer set. There are four maintainers who are maintaining the project. They are the contributors itself. The users raise some fixes or enhancements or a PR or an issue here and there, but there's no major contribution that's happening. Of course, maintainer burnout, as I spoke about, it's one of the major reasons. Maintainers are asked to focus on security. We are moving towards more secure software and CVEs, dependencies. That adds as a major risk. And of course, once there's a maintainer burnout, the project suffers. Similarly, there's a contributor problem. I have seen a lot of folks joining the community. They want to contribute to projects, but they are not clear on how they can actually gain from it. They don't want to stick to a single project. Many people are job seekers. They want to contribute to a project in terms of mentorship or getting a job eventually from the sponsor company, but that doesn't stick for long, and contributors move away from projects. And of course, there's a mentorship problem as well. I see there are a lot of mentorship projects which have mentors, but mentors don't eventually have time to help these mentees become core contributors to the project, or there's an incentive shift, of course, where from a contribution standpoint, folks have moved to a capture mindshare rather than actually focusing on good contributions. So these are examples of two CNCF projects, and there are many CNCF projects out there. I have just taken two examples. The health is adjudged healthy or excellent, but you see the red flags there, the contributor dependency and the organization dependency. There's one contributor which accounts for 51%+ of contributions for Contour. And for Falco, we have 4 contributors and just 1 organization that is doing most of the contributions. And if you see, most of the OSS projects in the CNCF landscape, CD Foundation or other landscapes, it's barely 5 to 6 contributors who are running the project. It's 1 or at max 2 organizations that account for most of the contributions to the project, and that's not healthy, because if one organization falls or a few contributors or a couple of maintainers decide to not contribute to the project falls. And the user problem, of course, end users want to consume the project, they are not ready to contribute back, communities are not getting any automation, they don't want to support the users, many companies have stopped investing in open source projects, and it's again become hard to enter for many companies as well. As I spoke about, 1,500 conferences scheduled already. There's an event inflation. I mean, I think FOSDEM would be one opportunity that I got to present this rant, but many conferences might not even accept this talk because they feel it's a violation. But of course, we are talking about more tools, more contributions, but has it reflected in reality? This is a metric that I have generated according to the conferences that I have attended. The people that we have come across or the people we met at conference booths, hardly 1% of the conference attendees eventually contribute back to the project. They'll come to your booth, they'll get their swag, they'll get their stickers, but never come back to contribute. The attendance to contribute contribution conversion rate has been minimal until now. So is sponsor sustainability challenges the issue? Like, are companies creating this challenge? As I spoke about, the end users don't want to contribute back to the project. There is an open source mismatch. They believe that the open source model should make them money, but if it does not, or if they are not moving towards that kind of a direction, they pull the plug and decide to not contribute to the project. There are a lot of folks who don't have a community team or an open source program office. And that's where there's a mindset mismatch. So how companies control projects? This is true to many projects that are out there. They ensure that the sponsor company is having control over the open source project, even if you see that it's open source, it's hosted by the CNCF, the image out there. The maintainers of course, are being paid by these companies, are forced to drive roadmap according to them. There's an unclear governance or maintainer path. Not a lot of contributions are allowed, even if an end user wants to contribute something which is beneficial for the community. There are blockers, or these issues don't get mitigated, or PRs are not merged within particular timelines, and features are prioritized according to the companies, the sponsor companies' benefit or the product strategy. And that, I believe, is the largest red flag today. It has ceased to exist for the longest of the time. But that, I believe, is the biggest red flag that an open source project can have. And that's why democratizing is essential. The stakeholders need to be defined. Maintainers, as soon as they start their project or believe that there can be possible threats, they need to ensure that multiple maintainers from different companies exist. They are building the contributor pool, and they are ensuring that your projects have the right stakeholders, so that even if there's pressure from companies, there's a possible stoppage of sponsorship towards the project stays on. Here's my personal experience. I don't want to read out a lot of it, but in recent times, I believe that there's been an empathy that's missing in the community or from community events itself. Whenever I go towards organizing a community event or reach out to folks on ensuring that a community event sustains, does well, they talk about sponsorship, but they don't talk about the contributor value or the output. Contributors treat the community more as for their personal PR. They want to showcase different images on LinkedIn or Slack, that we are creating value, but the real value creation, I feel, has been diminished. And community initiatives are not growing. I saw one of these mentorship programs, their stipend has not grown in the last six years. I mean, if I talk about India, the inflation is 7%, and 42%, I mean, should have grown in 6 years, but the stipend has not grown even 1% in the last 6 years, and that doesn't incentivize mentees. And of course, there's a lot of reliance on AI. Most of the folks out there are using AI to complete their mentorship programs or contribute code where the code quality, as you know, suffers, of course. So I'll take an example. This is a community that I worked for 5 years. It's the chaos engineering community. Today, this Slack does not exist. At one point in time, it had 10,000 plus members. And I'll cite some instances or reasons why it happened. Of course, these were the three community events that were happening. All three of them are shut. I think some were converted to proprietary or enterprise native events. But what really happened? Of course, the community Slack was disbanded. There was a white paper that was being worked on, or a research paper that was essential for the community to grow, for people to understand what's about chaos engineering. And this is more from an open source community perspective that I'm speaking of. Most prominent projects suffered. We'll see a couple of graphs as well. There were no mentorship programs, or even if there are mentorship programs, hardly the mentors have found time to contribute or help mentees grow. Of course, the platforms to advocate reduced. Today, if I have to talk about prominent conferences, even the maintainer track talks are not getting accepted, and that's kind of sad for the community. And of course, community events, as I spoke about, stalled. Contributor retention has diminished, and you barely see the folks who were contributing. And there were stalwarts like Disney, HBO. They are not contributing to the community anymore. So you see, this is one of the most popular chaos engineering projects, and this is how contributions diminished over time. This is one of the graphs of commits and how commits have lowered. It was in its prime around 2020, 2021, when I was contributing to the community itself, but this is what has happened. And this is the same with Chaos Toolkit. The project is not growing anymore. There are no contributions post-2024. And this speaks volumes of how many ecosystems, many communities are suffering. We might not see it out there because there are flashy projects as well, which are important to end users, which are important to sell. And they are, of course, getting much of the attention, much of the contributions. But many projects, and even a project like Flux, I'm sure some of you might be aware of Flux. You saw the example early. I talked about health. As soon as Weaveworks stopped, there was a concern on how Flux moves forward in spite of being a CNCF graduated project. And a few of you might know what CNCF graduation means. And this is what we see in terms of commits. Of course, it peaked around 2021. That was the peak for a lot of open source projects. People were sitting at home contributing left and right. But you see the red mark is where the company closed down. And then again, the yellow mark speaks about how commits are again getting reduced in spite of some other companies trying to invest in the project or hiring the maintainers to maintain the project itself. And there are multiple stories of projects getting archived. There are a lot of stats where people talk about projects that came into a particular organization, or people talk about projects that graduated. But you see, these are the projects that got archived and how their contributions stalled immediately. Like at one point in time, they were growing like anything. And immediately, once the maintainership stopped, there was no one else to take over the project. These are just a couple of examples. There are many examples out there. In the last 2.5 years, 22 projects were archived, which basically means there was no one to maintain them. The project health was almost zero or close to zero. So what does the future look like? I hope I have a minute or two with me. And according to me, if we move at the same pace, of course, contributions will be centered around certain projects, your VLLMs, OLAMA, Kubernetes, and other projects, which of course subserve enterprise interest. But many budding projects might not make it. There are so many projects out there that are looking for contributors, maintainers, and I believe that it's on us to help them grow. And of course, commercial events might define what the OSS community looks like, but not the real events. Of course, I believe in sticking to the basics. These are some steps that can just kickstart this initiative, collaborating with other open source projects, ensuring that there's enough contributor student participation, having a community champion program if you run an open source community so that you keep ensuring that there are people who want to get involved in technical or non-technical contributions and try to run more community-centric events, of course. I have just structured this at a community level. There are various steps that can be taken. Of course, content is king, putting it out there continuously that there's a community and this is what is being done. It can be releases, it can be talking about tooling, integrations, organizing meetups on the larger ecosystem or the overall outreach and ensuring that you analyze your metrics regularly. And these are some points. This is completely personal or opinionated. But yeah, this is what you can do to bring back your voice. I cannot read it through because we are almost in time. But yeah, the list is non-exhaustive, and I hope we can have larger discussions on ensuring that the voice stays and the community keeps growing. So this is the last quote I have. This is not by someone from 1600s, but AI generated. But thank you so much for participating, and I appreciate the large audience here on a Sunday afternoon when people mostly want to grab lunch. Thank you so much for joining in. I appreciate it.
We have a few minutes for questions. Any questions? Just raise your hand. I will come to you with the mic. Okay, we have one. I feel like Oprah.
Thank you. Very nice talk. Do you see this as an overall trend across the entire open source ecosystem that projects are dying out, or are there just some projects dying while new ones are also being born?
I agree to this fact that some projects are dying and some projects are again. I mean, you see a lot of projects coming in the ecosystem, as I spoke about, that contributors are growing, but I also sense that the projects that are dying are higher in number in terms of quality. Like, there are quality projects which are dying, but the new projects that are coming in, some projects hold quality, but many of them might not hold the quality in comparison to the projects that are getting killed or not being maintained anymore. And why I speak highly of it is because of course I feel that's the chain or that's the life cycle that open source in itself has, that new projects will come in, many projects will phase out. But why I share this concern is because I see that this is coming in as a repeated pattern, and once things become a pattern, it doesn't take time to, you know, just inject into the ecosystem. So that's why I share this concern.
Any other questions? Anyone? Oh, we have a taker.
How do you suggest sponsor companies and users help this problem? What can they do if they're not contributing?
I think it has to be a mindset shift, because mostly companies are looking at an ROI, how many leads are we generating, how many people will eventually pay for the tool. But I think this mindset needs to change, and that's where I suggested having a community or an open source program office sort of a mindset, where people see the real value of tooling or the larger ecosystem. And if I am sponsoring a conference, or if I want to engage more with the community, it should be more about, yes, I am putting value to open source, or I believe in the community mindset, rather than eventually looking at your lead count and feeling disappointed that we don't have five paying customers or calls eventually. So I feel it has to be a mindset shift rather than just getting into task. But hopefully with time we see people. Because I feel around 2019 to 2022 or 2021, there was a huge open source mindset boom, which I personally noticed, and then slowly it has been phasing out in the last 2.5-3 years. But yeah, hopefully we again see that mindset shift and more emphasis on open source, of course.
I think one more quick question, if anyone has one. Just raise your hand. I'll come. Oh, okay. I'm gonna move really quickly. Okay, raise your hand one more time so I can zero in on you.
Don't you think that, like, in most of the projects that have this situation, that at some point of time they basically die, isn't it related also to how the governance of this project was shaped and it's working? Because, like, I remember when I joined one of the projects and I had this luxury that I got paid to work on the project and we had, like, pretty strong team. But what we did from the very beginning was we kind of set up the team and we first simulated what's going to happen to the project once we get laid off, like it happened 2 years ago. So we, from the very beginning, were always pushing for a governance where, like, whatever features we're adding, it's always in open. It's always like trying to really build an open governance where, like, again, simulating what's going to happen once we're laid off. And what do you think about this governance?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you.
Actually, I'm so sorry to cut everyone off, but we're out of time, and there's a queue of people outside trying to get into the next session. So we need these 5 minutes to turn this off.
Thank you so much, everyone. I really appreciate it.